A Mother's Day message from abortion activists. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Churches across the country could serve as the backdrop for pro-choice demonstrations. Activists are outraged over that leaked Supreme Court draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade. The White House doesn't like it either.
Our preference would be for Congress to codify Roe and, of course, for the final opinion not to look like the leaked opinion.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki, next week, protests could also pop up outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. The Labor Department may have delivered a rosy jobs report, but the economy is still sputtering.
We learned the hard way that we can't fight inflation if supply chains buckle and send prices through the roof every time there's a disruption.
President Biden spoke yesterday from a manufacturing company in Hamilton, Ohio. First Lady Jill Biden is in Romania meeting with humanitarian workers assisting Ukrainian refugees.
The Romanian people are amazing. To welcome all these refugees into their homes and offer them food and clothing and shelter.
Later this morning, the First Lady heads to Slovakia and will spend Mother's Day there. Russia may ramp up its attacks on Ukraine this weekend. On Monday, Moscow is preparing to celebrate Victory Day with a massive military parade. Another suspected weapons test in North Korea.
South Korea's military says North Korea fired off a suspected ballistic missile today that was designed to be launched from a submarine. It's not clear if it came from a sub or an underwater platform, but South Korea reports that missile flew nearly 400 miles.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Doctors are baffled. They're trying to figure out what's causing a mystery and severe liver disease in children.
Among 109 patients currently under investigation, more than half have evidence of an adenovirus infection. Adenovirus has been detected in many of the cases occurring outside of the United States.
Dr. Jay Butler is the Deputy Director of Infectious Diseases for the CDC. There are dozens of adenoviruses, many of them associated with cold-like symptoms. The avian flu that's spreading quickly across the country has been detected in Oregon. It's the first time bird flu has been found there since 2015. The disease was discovered in a backyard flock of birds. It has not been detected in commercial poultry in Oregon. The current national outbreak has led to the deaths of about 37 million chickens and turkeys. It's known as the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. The Kentucky Derby, which is the first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown, takes place later today in Louisville.
No restrictions in place whatsoever, and fans could not be more excited. Of course, this is coming after 2020 when fans were not even permitted here at Churchill Downs to watch the race. And last year, there was a cap on the number of attendees. It was around 52,000 people.
Fox's Lydia Hu. This year, officials are anticipating more than 300,000 spectators. The horses at the Derby are one thing. The extravagant and colorful hats are another.
The Derby's website says the hats that are synonymous with the event came around in the 60s when the presence of TV gave women a reason to stand out, and that the hats are also believed to bring good luck, be it a wide brim, a fascinator, or a fedora.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Pam Huso, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.